given me. Amen. And good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How's everybody doing? Good, good. That sounded a little pitiful there. Do you love God? Sing it with me this morning. I really love the... If you love God, sing it this morning. Who will I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, and you don't know. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, he gave me the big. Yes, and that's why I love. Oh, I love him. I really love the Lord. He watches over me. And he watches over me. Oh, well, he watches over me. Oh, yes, and you don't know what it is. Oh, yes, he gave me the big. Yes, and that's why I love. Oh, yes, I love him. I really love. I think we can sing it louder than that. Let's sing to God. Yes, yes, and you don't know what he's done for me. Oh, yes, he gave me the big. Oh, and that's why I love the Lord. I love him. I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, and you don't know. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, he gave me the victory. Yes, and that's why I love him. I really, oh, Lord. Let's sing it one more time. Oh, yes, and you don't know what done for me. Oh, yes, he gave me the victory. Yes, and that's why I love the Lord. I love him. Thank you, Father. Oh, you sound beautiful. Do you really love God? Let's sing it one more time. Oh, yes, and you know what he's done for me. Oh, yes, he gave me the victory. Oh, I just want to hear you sing. That's why I love. Yes, I love him. I really love the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. I hope we please the Lord when we sing that song. Oh, Lord. We want to welcome you this morning to the Fifth Ward Church of Christ, especially if you're visiting with us. You are truly our honored guest. And our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching by way of television this morning or by way of live stream this morning, we're glad that we could bring the Fifth Ward Church of Christ to you this morning. If you have a question, you need to talk to someone, if you call a number on your screen, we'll be more than happy to answer your questions and minister to you even this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Lord's day. I know it's Father's Day, but it's the Father's Day. Amen. Yes, yes. We'll have more to say to the fathers at the end of our worship service, but it's just good to be in the Lord's house this morning. No better place to be. I'm going to dive into my lesson this morning. I've entitled it, Good Men. Good Men. I hope you'll bear with me this morning. Sisters, don't be mad. You know I have to do a lesson, Good Women, later on in the year. And so don't be angry with us this morning. They all right, brothers? Yeah, all right. I was contemplating on what message to speak today early this week, and this is not necessarily a Father's Day message, but I think it's a good time to bring some focus on the men in a positive way. I know there are some bad men in the world. They're not in here this morning, thank the Lord. But we're focusing on the good men. See what the Lord would have to say about it. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1. We're going to begin at verse number 19. Matthew 1, verse 19. And Joseph, her husband, this is Joseph, the husband of Mary. Yeah. Being a righteous man, Bible uses the word right. I tell you what, that's a good thing when it can be said of you that you are a righteous person. And here specifically, the Bible points out that Joseph was a righteous. That means that now we just introduced to Joseph here. And Joseph and Mary are already married. And the Bible says he was a righteous man, but so that means he didn't just start being righteous when we read this. That means that this carried on before we're even introduced to him in the Bible. They say he was a righteous, that means he was doing righteous things. And, you know, God sees and knows all. The Bible don't tell us every detail of every person's life. But you need to know what the word righteous means to understand what this is talking about. And I looked it up two or three times, and I'm going to use the Greek definition of the word righteous. It means, it will be pronounced dikaios, dikaios. And it's a word that means approved by God, this righteousness. It's not talking about just being right. Because sometimes we can be right in our own eyes, can't we? It means approved by just, the word that means just correct in the eyes of God. The biblical definition of righteous. Upright, keeping the commands of God. So when the Bible says Joseph was a righteous man, he was a man that was approved by God. His name is written in the inspired word. It is a man that before we meet him, he was already doing the will of God. So we start reading about him, and you see some of his character comes out. Go back to the text, if you will. Being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her. I don't have time to read the whole chapter. Because here we meet Joseph, and he's married to Mary, the mother of Jesus. But he finds out that Mary is pregnant. And it says he was a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her, he planned to send her away secretly. Oh, have mercy. What if I found out that Sister KB was pregnant, and I didn't impregnate her, and we married? God forbid. But what if I found that out? That would make a whole lot of us showing up angry, wouldn't it? I know that's right. I know I would be angry. And I would probably be looking for a way to put her away. I'm just, you know, brothers can relate in here. But Joseph was a righteous man. Lord, help us, Jesus. We talking about a good man now. And in his mind, righteousness. I was reading in the Bible. You know what the Bible said? Listen, this is what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. See that no one repays another with evil for evil. Now, we're talking about the righteousness of God. Now, I know, no, Lord. No, she do me like that, brother. She going to pay for it. That's our minds. That's our human nature. That's the fleshly will speaking. But he said, and then it says, but always, everybody say always. So when should we not? Is there an exception? Now, I'm not talking about somebody, we operating in self-defense when somebody harms us and we're protecting our family. The Bible gives us the right to protect ourselves. But when it comes to somebody doing us evil, and you know there's some evil folk in this world. There's some folk that would do whatever they want to do to us. Don't automatically in your mind have that I'm going to get, Lord, help us, Jesus, with some righteousness to get them back. He says, always, always seek after that which is good. Everybody say good. For one another and for all people. That's what the Bible says. That's why I see this righteousness, boy. You got to be. And here we have Joseph in the Bible. It mentions him that he was a righteous man. And when he found out that his wife was pregnant by not himself, because of his character, he in his mind says, okay, how can I do this? And not disgrace this woman. That's a good man, don't you think? Yeah, sisters, you ought to be saying amen. That's a good man. That's a good man. The boy, you see, you know, nowadays, I'm just reading. Joseph's not the only person I'm going to read about. I'm just reading this. I said, Lord, I listened. There's a song out now. It's called A Good Man. Some of you might know it's sung by Neo. The young people probably know who he is. N-E-Y-O. When you get a chance, listen to that song. Now, I heard it passing, but I listened to all the lyrics of the song this week. And it's called I Just Want to Be a Good Man. And I tell you what, sisters, you find a man like that, you sure better hold on to him. Yeah. So some of you, don't do it in here. Stay off your phone. Don't listen to him. Some of you already, D.O., you good man. No. But it says I want to be a good man. I want to know the definition of a good man when it comes to the Bible. And notice it says, listen what in verse 20. But when he had considered this, when he was thinking about it, now she's pregnant, and he was thinking about putting her away. The Bible says an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife. For the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Oh boy. Oh boy. I bet Joseph was relieved, say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thought I had a good woman. Thought she was good. But the angel refreshes her. And he knows that this is a holy child that's in her side of her. And then look at his reaction in Matthew chapter 1, verse 24, Matthew 1, 24. Joseph awoke from his sleep, notice, and he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But look, now this is showing up a good man. Listen what he did. But kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Yeah, he knew something godly was going on, and that's a holy man. You know, I'll tell you what, a lot of females think all men dogs. Not nobody in here, but I'm just saying in general. Some females, that's some good men in this world. Even those as marriage, that's sometimes you can't be with your wife the way you want to be with her. Can I say this and we're not in a marriage retreat? That you want to be with her because, I don't know, she might be sick, something might be happening. And brothers, there's some brothers who can withhold themselves and don't go out and play around with everybody, because their wife is in a condition, and so they're trying to be, is that a good man? So you ought to be screaming and hollering. That's a good man. Oh, that mercy. I remember when my wife got sick, and she was in the hospital, and I was praying every day. I was praying for her health, and the Lord kept me busy, and I wasn't even thinking about being with another woman. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, but you know, God is good. I was just looking at this. I'm just talking out of them. Yeah. You know, sometimes the Bible doesn't spell out all what a person does in being righteous. But there are some guidelines. You remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, before the flood, listen to Genesis 6:9. These are the records of the generation of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with, even in an evil time, Noah was righteous. We have a choice every day to do the will of God or not to do the will of God. And we're not talking about righteousness in our own eyes. Listen to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. Because sometimes we have our own guidelines for righteousness. The Bible says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Yeah, you can't fool ourselves. And we surely can't fool God. But a wise man is he who listens to counsel. Wise counsel. And so we're not talking about making up the rules as we go. And that's some individuals that have. See, in Psalms chapter 119, verse 160, the scripture says, the sum of your word, Lord, is truth. Every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting, the scripture says. So it's the word of God that we're looking to for our righteousness so we can continue to be good men who obey God. Listen to other things about Joseph, his qualities. Matthew chapter 2, verse 19, Matthew 2, 19. But when Herod died, this would be Herod who had really tried to have Jesus killed. Behold, an angel of the Lord, a second time an angel came to Joseph, appeared to him in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take your child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For those who sought the child, life or dead. So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and came into the land. Actually, it's the third time. An angel came to Jesus three or four times. And every time Joseph did what the angel said. Yeah, he was a true man. Yeah, he took him, and it says that he got up when he first heard an angel told him that Herod was trying to kill him. He got up in the middle of the night and took his child and left for protection. Yeah, good men protect their families. Yeah, good men protect their families, and I know we have some good men in this church who are protectors. See, you're the first line of defense for your family. The man is. Well, Gary, I'm single. I understand. But families that have men in the families, men are the first line of protection. Amen? The burglar's coming to your house. Don't send your wife to the door. Baby check and see what that is. That's not what good men do we? And I know I'm preaching to the choir. Yeah, good man, look out for their family. I'll tell you what, a good man will break their neck for a good man. Yeah. Sisters, sisters, you got a good man? Boy, you better cherish a good man. Yeah, this world, a good man is hard to find. That's what the sisters say. I know we got some good men in here. Yeah, I know some good men that you're not coming to their house messing with their family. Amen, somebody? Yeah. And Joseph was not a wimp. And Joseph obeyed God. And he went. Then when God told him to come back, he came back. He obeyed God. He was in the will of it. You know what? We are in the will of God when we're protecting our families. Yeah, Joseph, so many good men in the Bible. Listen to this one, John chapter 6, verse 17. John 6, 17. For Herod himself had sent and had John arrested. Now, this is not the same Herod that had the boy babies killed. For Herod himself had sent and had John arrested. That would be John the Baptist. And behold, and bound him in prison on account of Herodias, that would be his wife, the wife of his brother Philip. That don't even sound right, does it? Herod had a brother, Philip, and he took, well, you, that sound like some on the stories. because he'd married her. For John had been saying, this is John the Baptist, to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias had a grudge, this is the wife, had a grudge against John and wanted to put him to death and could not do so. The wife was mad because she knew she was wrong. Her husband was wrong. But, you know, sometimes when you're wrong, you don't want nobody telling you nothing. Amen? And that's just, you know. But Herodias was a little, she seemed like she was a little hotter than her husband was. Because it's embarrassing when people know you're doing wrong and nobody says nothing about it. Nobody can say to them, Herod is governor and, you know, he's in charge. And so it's like, y'all be quiet. We're going to do this. And nobody don't say nothing. But John, the man of God, he made it known that this is wrong. Yeah, that's something that's wrong today that somebody needs to say something. Listen to what else it says. But Herodias couldn't put him there. Notice this. This is why. For Herod was afraid of John. Herod the king was afraid of John. Why? Knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. Did you not know some of the most humble men who are righteous and holy and taking care of God's business? You know, there's some folk who don't like them. And no more than that, there are some folk who fear their presence, their words. And you'll see if you read before this verse, see, John the Baptist really it's Jesus who had been performing miracles. And Herod ended up having John the Baptist killed because his wife had that kind of influence and tricked him. Had a daughter dance and had a daughter to ask, you ask my husband, he said he'd give anything because you danced so well. And that evil woman played a trick on him. Told his daughter to ask for the head of John the Baptist, and Herod delivered that. And Jesus came along performing miracles. And you know what, John? It would haunted him so much. John the Baptist, let me finish reading this. This is knowing that he was, and he kept him safe for a minute. And when he heard him, he was perplexed, but he used to envy. He used to enjoy listening to him. And then go to verse 16. This is when it's talking about Jesus. But when Herod heard of it, when he heard of Jesus, he kept saying, John, whom I beheaded, he said, you know what? Jesus, Herod, John is hunting me. Jesus is John the Baptist resurrected. He knew John was a good man. And sometimes good men have to speak the truth. Righteous men have to speak the truth. But often it does cost you when you speak the truth when folk don't want to hear the truth. But the Bible still calls John the Baptist a good man. There's sometimes you get punished for being a good man. Amen. Sometimes you get ostracized for being a good man. You know, sometimes good men get teased. You know, yeah. He's just one of them holy rollies. Look at he. Always going to church and sitting there like a little robot with his little family and smiling and speaking to folk just make me sick. I know people know who's righteous. I'm not saying perfect, but people know who are good. But you know what? It's not people we're trying to please. When you're doing the will of God, see, because the righteousness that comes from God, when we're doing God's will, don't worry about what people say. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done. And then, you know, sometimes people construe, you know, devise things, try to make us trip and fall. John the Baptist paid the ultimate price for for being a righteous man. I just want to remind the men, the brothers, especially in here, to remind sometimes there is a price to pay for even being good men. Yeah. Sometimes sisters read you wrong. Ladies read you wrong. What's wrong with him? Something must be wrong with him. He don't want this. Yes, I'm wrong with him. So I'm wrong with you. Leave a man alone. Every man that want you is not gay. Did you say that, bro? Oh, you heard what I said. Some good men. Brothers, be righteous. Be holy. God sees, knows us, knows you. Beautiful thing to be a good man. Oh, my goodness. I got a little time. Okay. Luke 23, beginning verse 50. This is what was read in your hearing. Everybody still all right? Brothers, you all right? Stay with me. A man named Joseph. This is another man named Joseph. Now, I don't have time. There's even another man named Joseph who was a good man. I don't have time to read them all. It's another man named Joseph. Not the Joseph you're probably thinking about. Who was a member of the council. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was a politician. Well, it got to be hard to be a politician and be a good man. Then the scripture says, a good and righteous man. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we need some good politicians. We surely do need some good politicians. Amen. Don't we? I know Brother Ben White is running for city council next year. Brother Ben White, he's a member of this church, Fifth Ward president of the Civic Club for the last 25 years out here in Fifth Ward, doing wonderful things out here in Fifth Ward, and he's running for city council. Amen. We need some more Christians in political. I'm not a political person. I know I couldn't be a politician. That's just me. But it's good that this is a politician that's on the Sanhedrin. That's the Jewish Sanhedrin, made up of 70 men. And the scripture said that he was a good and righteous man. You can be a politician and be good. Amen. I'm hoping and praying. I'm trying to support Brother B. And I told him, Brother Ben, I'm not a political person. We don't endorse candidates from the pulpit to head a church. I'm not saying all y'all vote for Brother Ben. You might not know him like I know him. So you check him out yourself. But I told you, look, don't play. Yeah. We need some, especially out in Fifth. You know, they're taking over Fifth Ward. You know that, don't you? We already might be a little bit late. We need a voice. We need a Christian voice. And the Bible says, he had not consented to their plan and their action. This is at the trial of Jesus. This is when they were trying to crucify Jesus. They schemed, devised against Jesus. But obviously, Joseph said, look, this is not right. This is not right what we're doing. I'm not behind this. And he did not consent to their plan to kill Jesus. Boy, you think that didn't take some strength? Some will, power? You'll say, I'm all man. Yeah, right. You're all man when everyone, the majority, stands against your opinion, your thoughts, what you're doing. The true test of manhood is not when everything is going good, we all good. It's when there is conflict, when there's how is your behavior when the odds are against us, when your convictions are being tested. Yeah, how are your convictions then?
Yeah.
And Joseph said, look, this is not right what we're doing. And know that. And God calls him. Well, Gary, you wasn't there. You don't know what he said. If God called him righteous, I'm going to call him righteous. Amen. The righteousness of the Bible. So I know that he let them know this is not right. Sometimes you have to let people know when things are not. Now, some of our brothers have been there before. Sometimes it's at school. Sometimes the wife don't need to go up to the school. Guess who need to go? I'm going to tell you something else. This is not chauvinistic. This is not. When a man is being righteous and makes his presence known, to me personally, it seems to have more of an effect when a man stands up. All right, there have been times I've had trouble at the school, my kids. You know what? My wife, she gonna speak up. She gonna say her piece. Sometimes she talk a little bit. Excuse me. But that's all right. That's my wife. Don't laugh at. No, that's my wife. I said it. But you know what? We've had some problems. We had some problems at the school, and I say, baby, I got this. You know what? It's good because she said, okay, you better. Because sometimes she get up there and. They don't understand what she's saying, and she talking. You know, sometimes I sit in that office. Some of you been here a while, you heard me say one class, they were reading a book in the class. It had some phrases the kids were reading, and my daughter said, baby, dad, I'm uncomfortable reading this. And the lady tried to make her read it anyway, and she told me about it. And I said, okay. I went to the school, sitting in the office. Lady came in, the principal was in there, and she said, our whole class is reading. So I read what it was on the. I said, you mean you had? I can't tell y'all what it said. It was racist. And I say, so you mean you had the kids read this in the classroom, and my daughter's uncomfortable with it, and you still gonna make her read it? And the principal just stopped. She said, okay, just stop. The book was thrown out to school. Amen, somebody. I'm not saying I'm a good man, but I'm saying that when men do what's right in the sight of God, amen, somebody. Yeah. And here Joseph, now Joseph couldn't affect the whole group. But sometimes it's just like that. Sometimes we suffer because being good. Sometimes we don't get our way. But you know what the good thing is? That God sees and knows all. God gave him favor. The scripture says, he was from Arimathea, who was waiting for the kingdom of God. Verse 52, this man went to Pilate and asked for the body. This a man had some power. He went to Pilate. First, most people can't get to Pilate. He asked for the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in the tomb, cut into the right, where no one had ever. Joseph was a good man. God knew him. Thank the Lord. I got time for one more, about 4 minutes. Well, go to Luke chapter 22, verse 25. Luke 22, 25. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. I purposely tried to use some men in the Bible that some of us are not that familiar with. You know about Moses and David and all of these men of God. I'm not diminishing them, but sometimes we think we got to be, the preacher, the president. You got to be somebody that everybody knows to be special, to be good, to be holy. But Simeon, the scripture said, was a man who was, his name was Simeon. Then the scripture said this man was righteous and devout, spiritual, religious man. You think God knows our name? Yeah. It's the first mention of this particular gentleman in the Bible. Then it says he was looking for the consolation of Israel. So he was a Jew, and he's looking for the deliverance of Israel. You know, Israel had been oppressed. They're still under Roman governor, and he's looking for the victory for Judah. So he's looking for the kingdom, and the Holy Spirit was on him. And notice that his righteousness and his devoutness didn't just start when we read about him right here. So that means his life. Good men are praying men. Yeah, this morning, my wife, we drove in separate cars this morning. Normally we get in the car, you know, we pray before we move or while we move. We pray. Sometimes I pray with my eyes wide open. You can pray with your eyes open when you're driving, amen, somebody. I'm just talking to myself. Sometimes you can't get on your knees and pray. You ever been taking a test and prayed before you take the test? Yeah, I have. Boy, when I was up in school at Harding, boy, I prayed so much. Oh, Lord, please let me remember half of this stuff. But she called me this morning. She said, can we? And I was in my office and, you know, just... She said, oh, can we pray? And I said, yeah, let's pray. We prayed. I can't talk about nobody. I don't like talking about too. Sometimes I share some experiences because I be thinking, I say, Lord, I got a long way to go. Sometimes I don't pray as much as I need to pray. Anybody been there before? Yeah, and my wife, I got a good wife. She said, can we pray? And we prayed this morning. But you know what? She probably think it helped her, but it helped me. Sister Sharika, what's Sharika's husband's name? Micah, their baby been in the hospital. Okay. Throwing up. Went in and thought it was a virus, and she would come out. She's been in there for what? How long? Since Tuesday. Thought they would bring her home. She keeps getting going up, and she can't take any visitors. And I think she's gonna be all right. I hope she's gonna be all right. So we pray for her. Most of you know Brother Edmund Carter, our intern. He had a stroke, another stroke. Some of you may not know. He had a stroke, and he's in the hospital. He may be even watching right now on the live stream. His daughter's here. We've been working with him so close. He so loved the Lord. And pray for Brother Edmund. I know you've been praying for him. I don't know what Simeon was doing before we read about he was righteous. But I do know good men pray. Pray for the families and the children. Do we still believe the prayers of the righteous? That was my last scripture supposed to be. James 5:16. Confess your sins one to another. Pray. The prayers of a righteous man. Now, that's just generic, man or woman. Yeah. And Simeon was a praying, devout man. And see, God rewards righteous, holy men. And he rewards us, and it blesses our families, people around. Let me just finish reading this. I'm going to stop. The Holy Spirit was on him, verse 26. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms. This is Simeon. He took him into his arms and blessed God and said, now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart. This one, he's Simeon's an old man this time. To depart in peace according to your word. Because, see, he had been promised that you won't die until you see Jesus. And here he's an old man, devout, praying old man, doing righteousness, treating people right. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Lord, Lord, you made good on your promise. I got to see Jesus. No, he got to see him and he got to hold Jesus, righteous man. There are blessings for righteous men. I just want to remind, sisters, thank you for your patience. And this is speaking to all of us. I just want to remind the brothers especially that's within my hearing, within the Lord's word, be good men. Be men of God. Bless your life. Bless your family's life. Bless your children's life. God sees you. I wish we could witness, because I know some personally some men in this church who are wonderful family men, who sacrifice for their families, who are wise in their spending, who are kind to their wives, their children, they would really literally give, they would do anything. And we lift you up. God lifts you up. You continue to be the men of God that he would have you to be. Today, if you're here and you're not a child of God, you need to be a child of God. It's the best life for us. You come to Jesus by faith, believing that Jesus is Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of all of your sins, if you're willing to confess Christ, if you're willing to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, then you are baptized into Jesus Christ and into his church. You're added to the church by God. And if you live faithful unto death, he'll give us a crown of life. If you're here and you want the church to pray for you, to pray with you, we'll pray with you. If you're here, you want to get something right, even this day, you can do so by coming as we stand and sing.
There's a fountain free. Is for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to his spring. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all.